Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, August 5th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline.
Meet IQ-Stell, the dynamic holding company with interests ranging from telecom to AI that Litchfield Hills Research is undervalued. IQ-Stell Inc., a multinational telecommunications and technology company, is making strides towards achieving $1 billion in revenue by 2027. Through strategic acquisitions and operational excellence, IQ-Stell has diversified into telecommunication, fintech, and artificial intelligence sectors, with businesses on four continents and over 100 employees. Recent partnerships and acquisitions, like the deployment of AI agents through its AirWeb platform, are driving revenue growth. In the first half of 2025, IQ-Stell reported preliminary revenue of $128.8 million, exceeding expectations. With a goal to reach $1 billion in revenue by 2027 and a buy rating from Litchfield Hills Research, IQ-Stell's stock may be undervalued and worth watching.
2025's Most Pet-Friendly Cities, Wallet Hub Study. With National Homeless Animals Day approaching, and over 94 million U.S. pet-owning households projected to spend $157 billion this year on their animal companions, Wallet Hub has released a report on 2025's most pet-friendly cities. Wallet Hub compared the creature friendliness of the 100 largest cities across 23 key metrics, from pet businesses per capita to walkability. Scottsdale AZ tops the list, while Honolulu HI ranks as the least pet-friendly city. Key stats include Corpus Christi, Texas, with the lowest veterinary care costs, and Fort Wayne, Indiana, with the lowest dog insurance premium. Scottsdale, Arizona, leads in pet businesses per capita. For more information, you can read the full article on CityBiz's website. Duke Energy partners with Brookfield to secure investment in Duke Energy, Florida. Duke Energy has partnered with Brookfield, with Brookfield investing in a 19.7% non-controlling equity interest in Duke Energy Florida for $6 billion. This partnership supports a $4 billion increase in Duke Energy Florida's five-year capital plan, aimed at meeting customers' energy demands. The investment allows for a 100 basis point increase in Duke Energy's long-term FFO debt target to 15%, supporting a 5-7% EPS growth rate through 2029. Duke Energy will remain the majority owner and operator of DEF, with no changes to the workforce, operations, or Florida leadership team. Choice One Bank selects Ameriprise Financial to manage its investment program. Choice One Bank, a bank holding company with 56 branches across Michigan and over $4.3 billion in assets, has chosen Ameriprise Financial to manage its investment program. The program, now named Choice One Wealth Management, includes 10 financial advisors and 2 support staff members overseeing $780 million in assets. This partnership aims to provide clients with personalized financial planning, robust investment products, and digital capabilities for a seamless wealth management experience. Ameriprise Financial Institutions Group is excited to support Choice One Bank in delivering outstanding investment services to clients, backed by industry-leading capabilities. For more information, visit Choice One's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.